Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sing we now, sing for the year, sing for the laugh and sing for the tear. Sing we now, just for today.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Little Aerosmith bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Karen Cortell Reisman is here. Speakforyourself.com, right?
Well, you should think for yourself, too.
Speakforyourself.com is her website. Her books are The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, also The Naked Truth of Selling, and many others. Lots of multimedia there, too, at the website, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
CDs and all kinds of stuff there. So check it out. Tell the audience what you do for your clients.
I work with decision makers that want to speak for yourself to make more money.
Put your best foot forward, whatever that might mean, right? Public speaking or making sales presentations, speaking in front of your employees, that kind of thing, right?
Communication skills, presentation skills, speaking to your board of directors, speaking to your prospects, speaking to your clients.
And she comes on my show, folks, now for 13 years, hoping to help me over time. It hasn't worked very well. Karen, talk to us about, we're talking about, she called it email hunger games. How to make sure you don't get killed.
You don't want to get killed.
You don't want to get thrown in the trash thing. So she wants to talk. Now we're going to leave email, though, and talk about texting. How is this different?
Texting is another important arena now when it comes to getting your point across. And you have to be short and, of course, sweet. And I'm a big believer in good grammar. So when it comes to texting, I will tell a client or I'll tell a prospect, you have my mobile and text me. That's another great way of staying in touch. And this particularly is useful when you've already got the meeting and you've gone to the next step in your interaction, and now you're just talking about the real details of directions or timing
I'm on my way
I can't
talk right now. I'm in a meeting. They would send you back if you tried to call them, that kind of thing.
Right.
But I like what you said though about grammar. You know, I'll be honest with you, Karen, I still can't use, I have to use good structure, whether I'm texting or whether I'm emailing. I can't do it the other way. The only exception would be, I might say me too, and I would do me too in the number two. I might do that, or I might say 10-4 or Roger or something like that, just to respond to somebody. But if I'm texting you a message, it's structured properly. The grammar's right, and the spell check's good.
You're right. Another thing. While I don't like using emoticons on email, I think that's something to do in your personal life.
Right.
I think it's not professional.
I agree.
I will, if somebody's running late and they're actually doing something we shouldn't do, which is texting me while they're driving, I will text them back just a thumbs up. I don't want them doing a lot of reading on a text while they're in motion.
I think it works for texting. I agree.
So I will do a thumbs up. And just this, I have a ranch, and I had a client come to the ranch, and he did text and say he was going to be 20 minutes late. And I did a thumbs up and a little cactus. That was it. And because I just didn't want to spend a lot of time doing that. But I want to say a few more things about email before we spend time on texting. That is, if you want to stay popular as a president of an organization and in your group, we have so many people here that are entrepreneurial and run small businesses, I would suggest do not reply all unless requested.
Oh, my goodness.
And you will become so much more popular. I became president of the National Speakers Association, the North Texas component, and I got up and I said I had two pet peeves when I became president, and they all were listening, all my board and all my chairs. And I said, rule number one, really, pet peeve is reply all emails when you don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're doing a group dialogue, you just reply to me. I'll take that responsibility on my shoulders,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll get back to the group. you would have thought, Jim, you would have thought, I had told everybody they had won the lottery.
Right, right, yeah.
I mean, they just looked at me, and they literally did.
Of course, there are plenty of times when reply all is appropriate and handy.
That's right.
That's not what you're talking about.
They got it. And so for the entire year I was president, we had meaningful email because they weren't inundated. It wasn't like... Do you think we should,
Karen? I want to change subject. I only got a minute. Yeah. I got to ask you, what about direct messaging in social media, like on LinkedIn? What do you think about that? What do you think about?
I think that's also on LinkedIn. It's a good method because they'll also pop an email into your email box and let
right.
you know that
that's,
it's there.
That's handy, isn't it?
Otherwise, you might lose that piece of information.
Maybe somebody has allowed you to link to them, but they haven't given you their email address yet. So that's a good way to
But if you're in our LinkedIn, they will be able to send you an email telling you that you've got a LinkedIn message.
Right. I know. I'm just saying.
So that would be effective.
If I wanted to get your business, I don't have your email, but I know how to link to you. You and I have linked together, so mm-hmm. I can send you a message. So, but again, use the same kind of procedures and grammar that you in that as you would in an email.
Be clear, be creative, be succinct.
As she always says. I need your website again one more time.
Speakforyourself.com.
Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. Karen, good job today. Come back soon.
Love to.
And thanks for 13 great years.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Karen Cortell Reisman. SpeakForYourself.com is her website. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.